Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. And tonight, we're going to be playing a program called the Bebop Hothouse. Bebop came about in the early 1940s due to experiments from a bunch of people in New York, at Minton's and Monroe's and places like that, but wasn't heard on recordings because of a 1940s recording ban. And the first recordings were made in 1944, and it just burst onto the scene. And the scene was kind of a hothouse because of the end of the war and so forth. And it brought new harmony, velocity, and virtuosity, never heard in jazz. It influenced all kinds of 20th century music, including, interestingly enough, bluegrass. And we're going to hear a lot of that tonight. So sit back and relax for the Bebop Hothouse following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited show called the Bebop Hothouse. And we're going to start very early on with some of the antecedents of bebop and then kind of take it up into the full flowering by late 1944 in this hour. First one we're going to hear is Hot Mallets with Lionel Hampton and a group that has Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Ben Webster on tenor, and Benny Carter on alto in 1939. And then we'll hear Lady Be Good from a J. McShann octet in Wichita, Kansas in 1940 with Charlie Parker on alto, Buddy Anderson, who sounded a lot like Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, and J. McShann on piano. Coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. That was a couple of things from some of the antecedents of the bebop style. The first one was Hot Mallets in 1939 with a group led by Lionel Hampton on vibes with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. And then Lady Be Good from the J. McShann Octet with Charlie Parker on alto in 1940. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight on our show on Jazz Unlimited that we call the Bebop Hothouse. We are going to hear some things from the Minton's Experiments and also a jam session and Charlie Parker recording a demo in Kansas City. So please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear a couple more things. The first one is Swingmatism. And this is the J. McShann Band making their first recording in Dallas, Texas. And they got typed very early as the blues band, and this is the only thing that was even slightly modern. Charlie Parker's heard on alto in 1941, and then the Cab Calloway Band in 1940 is heard on Pickin' the Cabbage with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, composing and arranging. Thank you. That was a set of two big band things from 1941 and 1940. The first one was Swingmatism from the Jay McShann Band featuring Charlie Parker on alto in 1941. And then Pickin' the Cabbage from the Cab Calloway Band with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, composing and arranging in 1940. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to the Bebop Hothouse on Jazz Unlimited. We've got a Charlie Parker jam session in 1943 in a hotel room. We're going to hear the great Billy Eckstein Band, highly influential, and the first commercial recording of Thelonious Monk, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear two from Minton's Playhouse, place where all that experimentation took place. The first one is Indiana, with Joe Guy on trumpet, Don Byas on tenor, and Thelonious Monk on piano in 1941, and then I Got Rhythm with Charlie Christian on electric guitar in 1941. Then we'll hear Little John Special, played by the Lucky Millinder Orchestra with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Tab Smith on arranging, and it's a 1942 recording. Listen to the Salt Peanuts riff at the end. And finally, Cherokee. Charlie Parker went home to Kansas City in 1943 for a few weeks and made a demo with Effridge Ware on guitar and Little Phil Phillips on drums. We'll be right back. Set of four right here on Jazz Unlimited from the Bebop Hothouse. And these have to do with the early developments and experiments. The first two were recorded at Minton's Playhouse in New York in 1941. The first one was Indiana with Thelonious Monk on piano and Don Byas on tenor. And then I Got Rhythm with Charlie Christian on electric guitar and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. Then we heard Little John Special from the Lucky Millinder Orchestra in 1942 and Cherokee from a demo that Charlie Parker made in 1943 in Kansas City. We've got Tiny Grimes, Coleman Hawkins, and the Boyd Rayburn Band coming up. And now we have another set of three. The first one is one from a jam session when Charlie Parker was in the Earl Hines Band in Chicago in room 305 of the Savoy Hotel. In 1943, Parker's on tenor, and nobody else is identified. Then the Great Billy Eckstein Band, which was formed late 1943 or early 1944, Blowing the Blues Away with Gene Ammons on tenor and Dexter Gordon on tenor in December 1944. And then finally, Flying Hawk, the recorded debut of Thelonious Monk with Coleman Hawkins in 1944. Right here on Jazz Unlimited. The I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Bebop Hothouse on Jazz Unlimited. We heard from a jam session in Chicago in 1943 in a hotel room back home in Indiana with Charlie Parker playing tenor. Then the Billy Eckstein Band played Blowin' the Blues Away. Then finally we heard the recording debut of Thelonious Monk, Flying Hawk, with Coleman Hawkins on tenor and Monk on piano in 1944. We're going to hear in the second hour more of the things that really happened to blow people away in 1945 and 1946. And now we got a station break, and we're going to have a set of three. The first one is Red Cross, recorded in 1944 with Charlie Parker on alto, Clyde Hart piano, Tiny Grimes guitar, Jimmy Butts bass, and Doc West on drums. Then Woody and You, the first bebop recording date with the Coleman Hawkins big band, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Dizzy on trumpet, and Clyde Hart again, a very important transitional person between swing and bebop. He's a pianist. That's a 1944 recording. And then Interlude, a version of Dizzy Gillespie's Night in Tunisia, recorded by the Boyd Rayburn Band with Dizzy on trumpet, Don Darcy on vocal in 1945. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard a set of three to close the first hour of the Bebop Hothouse on Jazz Unlimited. First one was Red Cross with a group led by Tiny Grimes, the guitarist, Charlie Parker on alto, 1944, and Woody and You, the Coleman Hawkins Big Band with Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, and Clyde Hart was on both of those, also 1944, and then 1945, an early version of Interlude, and that's an alternate title for Night in Tunisia, and it's the Boyd Rayburn Band. Dizzy Gillespie's heard on trumpet here. We have the second hour coming up with the flowering of the bebop style that really shocked and scared everybody. So sit back and relax and enjoy yourself following a station break.